This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's go to the phone line, speaking of the Yankees, and be joined by Max Goodman. He is with the New Jersey Star-Ledger, who covers the Yankees. Max, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Absolutely, man. Doing fantastic. Let's just start with this. What was your read on the first two games of this series? The Yankees got one, the Royals got one, and now we're headed to Kansas City for game three.
Well, I think the read is that these Royals aren't going to go away. I definitely expected it was going to be a formidable opponent for the Yankees, and, you know, in some ways they don't necessarily match up the best because they play fundamental baseball, they take the extra base, they play good defense, they got some good pitching, which we've already seen. Yankees have been struggling a little bit on offense against their starters so far. So, you know, I predicted going in Yankees in five. I still think that that's definitely on the table, but nothing would surprise me at this point. You know, I could see the Yankees taking these next two here, but I could also see Kansas City taking them because I think Lugo is a rough matchup for them. He throws so many different pitches, commands so well, doesn't put runners on, and if the Yankees don't break through, then, you know, anything could happen if their backs are against the wall in a game four.
Right now, we're talking to Max Goodman, getting the Yankees' perspective on this series. You're right about Seth Lugo. He's had some success against this Yankees lineup. Let's dive a little bit more. What is it about Lugo that, I guess, worries you about this Yankees lineup heading into it? Because I'm looking at it, Lugo with his command, I'm looking at the ballpark as well. I think Lugo can have a pretty decent start tonight.
I agree, and I think that you can look at the familiarity too, right? Like, he pitched against the Yankees twice this year. So that can go either direction. Maybe that's an advantage Lugo, because then he knows some of those hitters better and knows how to attack them. But it could also go in the Yankees' favor. And maybe, you know, a guy like Aaron Judge, who's 0 for 8 lifetime against Lugo, is a little bit due and finally breaks through against him. Or Juan Soto, who has the best numbers of anyone on the Yankees against Lugo career-wise, you know, he's a pick to click for me tonight because, you know, lefties have some more success against Lugo. So, you know, what the Yankees have shown in these first couple of games is that as much as they've been struggling with runners in scoring position, they've been getting guys on. They've been really patient, knocking starters out a little bit earlier. You know, I was surprised Reagan's only went four, I think it was, right, in game two. So if they can maybe get some base runners on and work some walks against a starter that really doesn't lose his control and command, that's easier said than done against the guy who can command, you know, whatever it is, nine different pitches. But I think that's the game plan. Try to get on base and also attack and capitalize on those opportunities early on.
Max, if you can you take us inside the mind of a Yankees fan and how they're feeling right now about Aaron Judge, who might be the best baseball player in the world, but he is a completely different player in the postseason?
Right. I think you're a little conflicted, right, because Judge is coming off one of, if not the best, single seasons by a right-handed hitter in MLB history, and he doesn't have the steroids hanging over him like some other generational talents that we've seen, and when he goes, the Yankees go. So I think fans are a little nervous. You know, there is a narrative that Judge doesn't come up big in the playoffs. He hasn't done it just yet. And some of his bigger postseason performances are, you know, years and years ago, like from the first couple of seasons of his career. So they expect him to perform. And, you know, does three bad games or four bad games in the ALDS overshadow what he did over 162 in the regular season? In New York, in this market, you know, they're expecting to win in October. So it very well may be that case where a lot of fans aren't as happy with him after this series goes. But like I said, if Judge performs well, the Yankees typically do well too. And when you factor in Soto, I mean, that's why there's the narrative that they're a little top heavy sometimes, but they still led the league in wins this year, led the American League, I should say. So, you know, when those two are firing on all cylinders, then this team wins games. And I've been very impressed with the bullpen as well. They've really shut the Royals down so far too.
Max, what can you tell us about Clark Schmidt, who's getting the start today for the Yankees?
Well, it was going to be between Clark or Luis Heel. Heel's upside, I think, is a little higher. He's got such high-octane electric stuff, but his command is sometimes a liability. They would have had to go in with such a short leash. So they bank on the consistency with Schmidt. And, you know, he's just coming back from an injury where he had like a three-plus month layoff, pitched five times in September, was starting to capture his rhythm back a little bit. Game 162 was a terrible weather day in the Bronx, so really you're only looking at four starts for him since coming back from that injury. But he used to be a top prospect for the Yankees, was a first-round pick. He had a lot of untapped potential for his first couple of years within the system and then finally starting to crack in with the big league club. But if you look at his numbers, he was magnificent before he got hurt this year. You know, one of the best young starters, I think you can say, in the AL. But the IL certainly changed the trajectory of that breakout season for him. And, you know, he's as confident as you're going to see a young player or maybe a little inexperienced compared to some of the other veterans on the Yankees staff. So I think as much as I expect the atmosphere to be crazy at Kauffman tonight, I think he's going to be well-equipped to handle that. It's just, you know, can he execute with his pitches?
I was just going to ask you, you know, what are your expectations for him? What's a best-case scenario? Because I'm looking at it right now, and I'm looking at his baseball reference page. I mean, if you could get four, maybe five decent innings from him, I think you feel really good, and you hand things over to your bullpen and try to close things down. That's why, just looking at it through the Royals' perspective, I think it's going to be really critical for them to try to get on him early and try to score in those first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Three innings.
Absolutely. I think you're looking at five solid innings, and then you hand it over to the bullpen. And the perks of the way that this series format is, with all the days off, you know, everybody's pretty much rested. And like I said earlier, I don't think the Yankees bullpen has given up an earned run yet this series. So If they're able to go through five with Schmidt and then hand it over to those high leverage guys that they've really trusted towards the end of the season and now into October, I think they'll be in good shape. But yeah, it's a tall task for Schmidt, because this lineup has shown the Royals, that is, that they can hang with the best of them. And if they're going to, you know, knock Cole around and bounce back like they did against Rodon after he looked so good in his first trip through the order, you know, it's not an easy matchup necessarily for Schmidt. So this is one of, if not the biggest starts of his career.
That's also interesting, just kind of listening to you and kind of your perception of Schmidt heading into this. You know, you would think kind of the opposite, at least when it comes to him. I mean, he's a guy who doesn't have a postseason start, doesn't have a lot of postseason experience. He hasn't pitched since the end of September. You're going on the road for this game. Like, there's a lot of things that could go left for him tonight.
There could, but I'll tell you one thing. At my previous job, when I covered the Yankees for the Sports Illustrated Network, I had the chance to sit down with Schmidt when he was still a prospect. And this was spring training 2020. So before he had made his MLB debut, before everything shut down with the pandemic. And I asked him where he sees himself in 5 years. I'll never forget it. He was like, I'm going to be the number one on the Yankees starting staff. So that's the kind of confidence that you get from him. And as much as this is a huge test for him in terms of the playoffs, in terms of the injury this year and you know, maybe proving himself a little bit that he can be part of this staff when the season's on the line. Again, I really do feel like he's equipped to handle it. It just is going to come down to facing a lineup that doesn't walk very much, doesn't strike out very much. They're going to put the ball in play, and you got to handle those, you know, big names in the middle of the lineup. I'm kind of surprised Bobby Witt hasn't done anything yet. So I feel like he's due to have a big game. And, you know, Perez and Pasquantino, like, that's a tough lineup to get through, and a lot of veterans that are going to be counseling those young guys over there.
Right now we're talking to Max Goodman here for a couple more minutes. He covers the Yankees. All right, Max, I've got two final questions. What are your Yankees' keys for a win tonight for them?
I think it's just getting Lugo out of the game as early as possible. You know, the Royals bullpen, at least from my perspective, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that's kind of the path to victory for this Yankees offense. It can be a liability of sorts. And we saw in game one, you know, they those relievers that were coming in, they couldn't find the zone. It was resulting in a lot of opportunities for the Yankees. But they're 3-for-19 with runners in scoring position so far. 19 runners stranded on base. You're not going to win games when you're failing in those run scoring opportunities. So just look at the first inning, those first two games. You know, Judge, Stanton, Wells, they didn't capitalize when they had runners on base and in scoring position in those two frames. Could have set the tone for those two games. So, you know, the Yankees were able to eke out a win in game one, which could have gone either way, and they were outplayed in game two. So, I mean, the statistics say that if they don't win game three and game four is at home for the Royals, that the advantage is just heavily in Kansas City's favor. So you got to take advantage of this opportunity to go up 2-1 and then, you know, keep trying to win every game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, because I'm looking at it, and I understand why Vegas has the Yankees as the favorite, right? They're the Yankees and they're playing the Royals. I mean, history kind of says that the Royals have the advantage. The fact that they won the game in Yankee Stadium and now it is a three-game series and the Royals have two of the next possible three games at home, I mean, it kind of feels like the Royals have the advantage in this. They have Lugo. They also have Cole Reagans, who's going to go in game five. Do you look at it that way? Do you think the Royals have the advantage in this series?
Yes and no. I mean, certainly the history would suggest, like I said, that the advantage goes to the Royals here because they split on the road and they have home field advantage now. But it's a case-by-case basis with every series that's gone 2-2-1 in the division series in history. So, you know, you got to factor in the Yankees have such so much potential with their lineup that they haven't really started scratching the surface yet offensively this series. But they have a propensity to go cold like this. So I'll also mention that they were the best team in the big on the road this year. And as much as, again, I do think the atmosphere will be nothing like they've encountered, they're used to playing against hostile crowds where, you know, everybody loves to hate the Yankees, and also Yankees fans travel pretty well. So they will have some fans here, I'm sure. And if they can continue to play well away from Yankee Stadium, then they'll make sure they don't have to come back and play for their season on Saturday in a game five or even potentially tomorrow night.
Max, last thing here, and I'll get you out of here, and we appreciate your time. Have you told Jazz Chisholm that he's about to be booed by everybody in attendance today?
I don't think anyone's had a chance to do that yet, but he was swaggering around during BP and doing his thing. He plays with such a flair. He's seemingly been a perfect fit for the Yankees so far with a trade deadline that was pretty, you know, quite frankly, I think it's fair to say disastrous. Otherwise, with the bullpen guys they brought in, Jazz has been one of the best acquisitions that any team made in terms of a position player. So you know, he's got to come up big. Maybe that home run in a game two really gets him to start going. But I think he also feeds off of that kind of hostile environment, or at least that's what he's been saying. For someone who played with the Marlins for his entirety of his career leading up to this, he hasn't been in these kinds of situations before, right? So we'll see how he handles it. But I think everyone's going to rile around him. And Aaron Boone's a player's manager, so he's going to get these guys ready to go. But I think it'll be closer than some Yankees fans think, as the Royals have proven over these first two games.
That is Max Goodman joining us on the show today. He works with the New Jersey Star-Ledger. He covers the Yankees. He is at Kauffman Stadium today. Max, I'm expecting one of the more electric baseball environments today, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Appreciate you hopping on today.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.